Monday, December 23rd. Every year, I wait until the very last minute to do my Christmas shopping. I sneak out of the house with Brianna and we ride my bike in the snow to the nearest drugstore. Since I don't have my driver's license yet, we're basically forced to shop at the closest place we can get to before we catch pneumonia. That's why Mom and Dad always get tacky presents, like a family-sized pack of toothbrushes from me and gummy vitamins from Brianna. But this year, I wanted to get them something special that they'd really like. You know, in addition to the toothbrushes and vitamins. I was so happy when I saw this huge bin of scrapbooks on sale. It was buy one, get four free. I was really lucky to stumble upon such a great holiday sale. Or maybe the store was just trying to pawn them off on unsuspecting customers so there'd be less junk to throw away at the end of the shopping season. Anyway, seeing those scrapbooks really got my creative juices flowing. I decided to buy one as a gift for Mom and Dad. I planned to use my advanced skills in arts and crafts to create a beautiful new cover. It would be perfect for our family photos. And since I was getting four extra scrapbooks for free, I decided to give one to Chloe, Zoe, Brianna, and Brandon too. Was I not brilliant? I'd make Chloe and Zoe each a special scrapbook about our friendship. And I knew Brianna would love anything with Princess Sugarplum on the cover. But then I started thinking about Brandon. What if he actually ended up moving away? I wanted to give him something to remind him of our friendship and all the fun times we'd had. Like the art competition, the Halloween party, and the talent show. And even that time I actually thought I'd lost my diary at school. Suddenly, I started feeling really sad, right there in the cold flu and allergy medicine aisle. I really wanted to help Brandon by skating in the Holiday on Ice show. But I was also scared to death that I couldn't pull it off. If only I could find someone to skate in my place. I sighed and tried to swallow the huge lump in my throat. Sometimes it felt like I was carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. Just as I was about to go through the checkout, I saw a familiar face in the lip gloss section of the cosmetics aisle. It was Mackenzie. My heart skipped a beat. Maybe there was hope for Brandon after all. If I put aside my ego and simply begged her for help, maybe she would consider skating in my place. OMG! Hi, Mackenzie. I didn't know you shopped here, I said, all friendly-like. She looked at me and scowled. Nikki, what are you doing here? Why aren't you hanging out with your dorky little friends at McTaco Hut or somewhere? She said. I was dreading our conversation would go like this, but it was my fault. I should have appealed to her huge ego and opened with flattery. I absolutely love your lip gloss. The color brings out the highlights in your eyes, I gushed. Well, you should try that new peachy color. It'll complement your mustache hairs. I could not believe she said that right to my face. Hey, I've seen pigs wear lip gloss and look better than you, I muttered under my breath. What did you just say? She snapped. We stared at each other. It was so awkward. I needed her help, so I lied through my teeth. I said, hey, I see pink lip gloss looks good on you. Why are you even talking to me, Nikki? Well, it's about Holiday on Ice. I know you wanted to skate for fuzzy friends, and now I'm having second thoughts. You're actually having thoughts? I'm impressed. I just ignored her comment. Mackenzie, I want to ask you a big favor. What, a donation to your plastic surgery fund for the removal of mustache hair? I ignored that comment, too. Would you take my place and skate with Zoe and Chloe for Holiday on Ice? We really need that money to keep Fuzzy Friends open. I'm surprised you didn't just ask me. I've wanted to ask you since last week. You're one of the best skaters in the show. If I mess this up, Brandon will be crushed, and it'll all be my fault. Mackenzie looked amused and smiled. Yes, you're absolutely correct, she said. OMG, is that a yes? You'll skate for me? I exclaimed happily. I could not believe Mackenzie had actually said yes. It was a miracle. No, that's a yes that Brandon will be crushed and it will be your fault. Sorry, Nikki, but if you were on fire, I wouldn't spit on you. What about Brandon? Then at least do it for him. If anything happens to Fuzzy Friends, he's going to be heartbroken. I know, she said smugly. Actually, I'm counting on it. Who is going to be there for Brandon when he needs a shoulder to cry on after his stupid little shelter closes? Me, that's who. And the best part is that he's going to hate you for letting him down. And that's just the way I want it. Then Mackenzie cackled like a witch. I just stood there in shock. I could not believe anything breathing could be that evil. It's quite obvious that Mackenzie has set me up. Again, I'm so sick of her little mind games. But I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to get even by believing in myself and skating my butt off. And I'm going to be strong and fierce and, of course, wear a super cute outfit. I'll be more deadly than that Terminator guy. I'm going to be the Skaternator. Anyway, all the scrapbooks I made turned out really cute. And the pages Brianna decorated for Mom and Dad were, quite interesting. I planned to wrap all the scrapbooks and then deliver Chloe's and Zoe's on Christmas Eve. I decided to just leave Brandon's in the mailbox at Fuzzy Friends since he spends so much time there anyway. I think he's going to be super surprised I actually made a special gift for him. To Brandon, from Nikki. Now he'll have a special place to keep all his photos. I just hope he likes it.